This morning, I don't even know how. All I know, I'm just going to follow what he says. And if I would give a subject, well, this is what I'm starting out on. I don't know where I'm going to end up. But I'm going to talk to you about the Holy Spirit. The Bible way to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We should speak with tongues every day. Amen. We are here to loose you into the realm of the supernatural workings of God. The Bible way. I want you to listen to these words. Hallelujah. The Bible says, y'all can put it up. So you read that scripture, I'm going to read it again. What about next Sunday? I might read it again. I don't know. Acts 2. I really want to get to verse 4, but let's put up Acts 1. Acts 2, 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come. When? Who? When? Who? And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all where? One accord. In several different places. Oh, one place. God wanted to make a statement. God wanted to keep his promise, and he did. Hallelujah. Jesus instructed them just before he ascended and took a seat at the Father's right hand. He said, wait for the promise. Do what? Wait for the promise. I want y'all to hear this real good, because this is going to clear up some things for you that have not been for you today. Now, how many of you are going to ask you a question, and it's not a trick question. How many of you in this place believe that Jesus saved you and he saved everybody else the same way? How many of you believe that new birth is for you? Come on. Come on, talk to me now. Do you believe the new birth is for you, me, us? Everybody? Do you believe that? The new birth belongs to me. I'm born again. God saved me. It's just as much for you as it is for me. Is that true? Now you have experienced that new birth, being saved, right? Now I'm going to ask you another question. Now, why would he give the new birth to everybody and the Holy Spirit to some, just a few? Why would he give and make the new birth? You must be born again. He didn't say you might be, but you should be. He said you must be born again. Then he sent the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, where I'm reading right now. And just only a few should receive. The rest of you go on and do what you want to do. Now, how much sense does that make to you? You see what religion and the world and the devil have done to the church? You walk around your life bound up with all kinds of stuff you shouldn't be carrying. Because when you receive the Holy Spirit, you got a helper on the inside of you. You got a friend in you that'll never leave you nor forsake you. That will stand by you, stand with you, and stand in front of you and be a shield around you. But yet, you got those that say, well, that ain't for everybody. Who said so? Where do you read that in the Bible at? I ain't never read that in the Bible. What you doing with that in your mouth then? So, let's move on. Verse 2. One place. And what? Suddenly, there came what? From heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them what? Cloven tongues, black as a fire. And it set upon each of them. How many? Each. Now, why would God be that way, set upon each of them and skip you and me? If they need the Holy Ghost in their generation at his coming, I need him in my generation in my living for God. Would you agree? So, and they will all filled. How many will feel? And they will all filled with the Holy Ghost. And put another word before that "and." And they began to speak. And they began right after "and." And they, I'm putting "they" there so it can be clear, because some people thought he was talking about the Holy Ghost going to speak. They waiting for the Holy Ghost. No, he gives you the utterance. You have to do the speaking. You got the tongue, you got the voice, you do the speaking. He give the utterance. And they begin to speak with what? Other tongues. As the Spirit gave them utterance. And this lying devil, an ungodly religion, have controlled too many believers too long. I'm here to pull the cover off. Shine the light and let you see what is right. You don't need to fear nor be afraid. You ought to be talking in tongues every day as you walk and travel through the day. You ought to be talking in tongues. While you're working on your job, using your hand, you ought to be talking in tongues. You ought to take the advantage. You don't have to put on some kind of show, because that's what religion have done to us, make us think we got to put on a show and be seen. That's flesh. Somebody got to be looking at us, or we got to be seen. And have robbed too many people. People have gone to hell because somebody didn't get in their place and intercede for lost people. But no more we're going to do that around here.